spicy.
It's a classic.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That's right, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That is the brand new Discorder Radio show promo. Great job, DJ CJ, sitting across me right now. Nice one, buddy. We'll be playing that one hopefully for years and years to come. It is Discorder Radio, 4 o'clock Tuesday. Lots on the show today over the next hour, including music from Phantoms again, Kill Matilda, Tennis, as well as we're hyping up our Discorder Magazine new format launch party next Friday at the Astoria. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, as well as going to talk to one of our music execs about a band, Connecticut, who was in town recently. Lots to cover on the show. Right now, we'll kick it off with the band that topped the charts, the band that dethroned Tough Age finally last week. These guys are from Halifax. They're called Dog Day. From Fade Out, this is Get High. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Have to try.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. It's just after 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Glad to be here.
Hello, world.
Hello, CJ. Great job on the
show promo.
Thank
you very much.
You're the audio king.
Audio king.
Yeah.
You said auto.
You're the audio king.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And in a way, you're the auto king, because I said, CJ, can you get us a promo? You're like, no problem. And automatically, it popped up out of nowhere, it seemed.
That's true. Yeah. It's what I do. That's one of the great things about CITR, is you find all these great bands, you put them all together, and just talk about them all the time.
Yeah, and a great community. We're actually going to be speaking to one of our great community members in a little while.
Speaking of community, there was the Pancakes and Jam event at Woods Hole Studio on 2nd and Ontario on Sunday. And for those of you who don't know, this is a communal event where every second week people come together and jam out to music with instruments and cook breakfast for each other and dance.
And CJ was doing all three at the same time when I saw him there right before Christmas.
Yes, I was.
Wearing the apron.
I was.
You had the cooking gloves on.
Cooking the bird's nest, egg in the hole.
Yeah, nice job there. Now, you went this past Sunday.
Yes.
So how was this past Sunday? This would be their first installment of the 2014 season.
It was, and it was packed. There were about 150 people there.
Nice.
And, of course, Trina and Benj were there, two of the three organizers. Very nice to see them again. If you guys are listening, big shout out to you and hugs. And some celebrities, too. There's Andrew Kim from Delhi to Dublin.
Nice.
The famous Vancouver Irish Bhangra fusion band. And it was all in all. And there was one singer from South Carolina who was singing for quite a bit. She was really good. So all in all, a great communal event, and looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to see there. It's a free event. Well, I think it's a by donation.
Yes.
Wood Studio at 2nd and Ontario. Okay.
That's right.
It's above this like body shop. It's really kind of unassuming place, but you get upstairs, it's this cozy, it's just this like almost feels like kind of a someone's clubhouse in a way. It's all nice wood floors, some low key like chilling couches in the corners.
True.
A very sort of low rise stage, and there's not really any kind of like there's not like any rules of engagement. Just all of a sudden, a couple of different artists will be jamming, and then they'll finish, and some more artists will get up there. And you never know who you're going to bump into there. I bumped into a few great Vancouver artists, like Theta Phoenix, who we played on the show. I saw her there at the one before Christmas, and highly recommended. If you're looking for something to do on a Sunday, and especially the winter time in Vancouver, it can be a little dreary on Sunday, unless, of course, you're up on the mountains like I was at Grouse Mountain last Sunday. But yeah, if you're stuck in the city and it's a gray Sunday, it's warm and sunny on the inside of Wood Studio, so we highly, highly recommend checking it out. Yeah, so
another place that's warm and friendly is Café du Soleil.
Oh, is that our segue?
That is our segue.
Well, I was thinking, because we've already kind of yammered on for a bit, why don't we, speaking of Café du Soleil, why don't we play this summer track we got lined up here, and then we'll come back and we'll chat with our very special guest about Café du Soleil. So this, we're going to play a track called Some Summer. We're talking about the sun and summer and these warm feelings by the band Phantoms Again, who are playing Thursday night at the Cobalt, and they're also featured in a feature this month in Discorder magazine. So here we go. Phantoms Again, Some Summer, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. We're back on Discorder Radio. Just a little 2-minute track there from Phantoms Again, Some Summer. And they're playing this Thursday, the 23rd, at the Cobalt. Okay, so as we are hyping up 2 minutes and 10 seconds ago or so, we have a very special guest. We have Josh GD in the studio with us. Josh GD, welcome very much. Welcome.
Yeah, nice
good to have you here. Josh is a contributor to Discorder Magazine as well as a music exec here at CITR. And Josh, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're great.
Right on.
Yeah, it's good. I've seen that we see you in the station a lot, hanging out in the lounge. This is the first time we've had you here in the studio. Yeah.
So I was just going to talk a little bit about the feature up for the upcoming issue with I did on Connecticut, who is Sam Macklin. He's a Vancouver-based ambient kind of drone artist, and he just put out a new album, Crows and Kittywake's Wheel and Come Again.
Nice. Now this is he actually from Vancouver, or he's originally from the UK?
He's from the west of England originally, and he moved here quite a while ago, and he went to UBC, and he actually wrote for Discorder back in the day.
Hey, it's good to see one of our own can rise up.
So now he just makes ambient kind of drone music. We talked quite a bit about sci-fi. He has an album called Let's Hear It for the Vague Blur, which is named after a line in Scanner Darkly, the Philip K. Dick novel and film, the film that came out a little while ago with Keanu Reeves, I think. And
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, that's it. there's a kind of a sci-fi component in there that he talks a little bit about. I got a clip from the interview. And he's really worth a listen. He has a really honest kind of approach to making music. The album is, it can be challenging sometimes, but it's also really rewarding.
Cool. How did you first get on to this? By the way, so we're also, one thing we should open up is that we think it's Connecticut.
Yeah.
Is the name, because on the Bandcamp and all the press, it's Connect_ICUT.
Yeah, that's it.
And I like saying Connecticut better than Connecticut, like the states.
Yeah, I think it sounds good either way, to be honest.
He didn't state a preference.
Nah, I just called him Sam.
Pun intended. He didn't state a preference. the man behind Connecticut /Connecticut is
Sam Macklin.
So yeah, how did you first get turned on to Sam and Connecticut?
I was here at the station just going through some music that was getting set in here. Part of what I do as a music exec. And I listened to this album and I was like, this is really rad. Like, I want to find out who this guy is and maybe interview him for a feature for Discorder. So that's what I did.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of glitchy, drone-y stuff. It's pretty sweet.
And how often are you listening to, I mean, as one of the music execs, it's one of the great benefits to your role. You get to kind of just listen to all this brand new music for hours and hours on end. Yeah. How often does something just kind of pop out and grab you and you think to yourself, wow, I really need to capitalize on this? Or how often do you have these kind of epiphany moments with new music?
A couple times a week, I'll be like, cool. I'll be listening to something. I'll be like, whoa, this is really good. Like, this is sweet. How did I find this? It also kind of depends if I haven't got much sleep night before or something. I'm kind of like, wow, this is so good.
So the less sleep, the more enthusiastic.
Yeah, generally.
It's kind of funny how that works that way.
But I found some great stuff. I've stumbled on some great stuff. And he's just one of the really cool thing I've found, I guess.
Right on. So, and he's going to be featured in the next issue of Discorder. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's the February upcoming one. So just finished up that article, and it's in the editing process now.
Right on. And by the way, the February issue of Discorder is going to be our brand new format. Discorder is tweaking the format. We're getting smaller pages, but more pages and more color. We're really excited. We've got a huge launch party coming up January 31st at the Astoria. We'll talk about that more in the next break. But if you have some more to share about Connecticut before we cut to the clip, please.
Here's a little clip, me talking to him, doing an interview. Here it is. Check it out.
Can you talk a little bit about the equipment you use? Do you have one main piece or...?
Laptop computer.
Okay.
Generally, I use a software application called Max MSP, mm-hmm. which is you describe it as a graphical programming interface. Mm-hmm. So what it is essentially, it's like using a code language to make your own software, but it's all done graphically. So it's like little objects that you kind of join together to make your own software instruments and effects and tools that you would need. So it's all basically custom design, which for me is like one of the great advantages of using a computer, just being able to like, I know people who build modular synthesizers and so forth.
Yeah.
for me, like, soon after I started making music with a computer, it became pretty unfashionable. But I was just kind of too taken with the possibilities. It was just like a dream to be able to kind of take sounds. And it's weird because it's a really ethereal thing. It's like all happening in the computer and it's not physical. But the way you can manipulate sounds with the computer, you can play with sounds, it's very tactile, and you can actually just take sounds apart at like almost like a molecular level and just move the little bits around. And once you've kind of realized that, it becomes totally addictive. And I've never been able to get interested in like collecting synthesizers or getting a bunch of like pedals and stuff and other contraptions that people get. Like, it's like I just stay totally dedicated to that. And also because I feel like that paradigm of personal computing is kind of disappearing, going up to the kind of mobile thing and the app thing. So I feel like there's like literally a limited amount of time where this equipment is actually available and running, that you can actually like explore the possibilities of making music with it.
What do you find so provocative about science fiction when it comes to making music?
I think the thing I like about science fiction is it's like a pulp form, like it's a pop form, you know, it's kind of trashy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's considered less that way, but when I think most of the actual classic science fiction was written, it was not a respectable form. It was pop trash, it was pulp. But also at the same time, it was written by people who had intellectual pretensions. So it's these people basically like taking amphetamines and trying to write a book in a week, which kind of expressed their philosophical point of view. And that's really interesting to me in the sense that I don't see the music I do, even though it's very abstract and somewhat challenging sometimes, I don't see it as coming from an avant-garde perspective. I see it as just like trying to do something really new and radical in the context of pop music. Okay. So if you listen to the music, like harmonically, it's very simple. It's like the Buzzcocks. It's like three chords.
Yeah.
You know, it's like three simple chords every song, just over and over again. And it's just like trying to take that and using that as like an anchor, because that's something people can get into.
That's Connecticut in conversation with our own Josh GD at Café du Soleil. Josh, the great little interview there.
Yeah, thank you. This is a track coming up again now for Matt on Discorder Radio. That's Connecticut off his new album, Crows, Kiwis, and Come Again.
And you're listening to
Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9 FM.
14 at the Red Gate, 855 East Hastings, and it costs $10. The ritual begins at 9.
How you feeling? Feel alright?
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
On February 8th, come join the Musqueam Nation in support of fundraising for their youth cultural exchange to New Zealand. Headlining the fundraiser will be Murray Porter, a Juno Award-winning blues musician critically lauded for the interplay between his buttery soft keyboard skills and his gravelly intonated voice. The fundraiser benefits 7 Musqueam youth who will be traveling to Rotorua to explore Maori culture and how it can inform their own traditional experience. The event will be held at the Musqueam Cultural Center, located at 4000 Musqueam Avenue on Saturday, February 8th at 7 p.m.
We're back in Discorder Radio. Before the PSAs, you heard from Connecticut. That was... Again, now for Matt, thanks again to Josh GD for coming on in and giving us that little sample of electronic, experimental, ethereal music. And you can read more about Connecticut next month in Discorder magazine. Let's continue with this whole experimental, therapeutic pop right about now. This is White Poppy, who is playing a show tonight at the Cobalt, and will actually be heading off for a European tour shortly thereafter. Crystal Dorval and White Poppy. This is Wear Me Away on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Wear Me Away by White Poppy. Very soothing track there. Those are the talented, the lovely and talented Crystal Dorval is sort of the one-woman show behind White Poppy. Not only is she a successful experimental therapeutic pop musician and who will be going to Europe next month and doing shows all over Europe, very proud of our local BC gal, but she also runs a mental health and wellness resource blog called Sanity Soap. And with mental health always being a sort of a hot button issue, always a major topic of conversation, especially in Vancouver, it's great to see Crystal Dorval doing her part to try to engage people in the conversation. So yeah, and you can check her out, by the way, tonight. If you're impressed with her music and the integrity of what she's all about, go check her out at the Cobalt tonight. It's only $10 for her show, White Poppy.
And she's playing with Mutual Benefit.
And it'll be a mutual benefit to everybody that checks it out. Trust
me.
And of course, Cobalt 917 Main Street. Cobalt had their 4-year reopening anniversary party last weekend.
That's right. And we talked to Adam Fink about the show, and I unfortunately couldn't make it.
Nor could I, but we've been to many shows at the Cobalt. It's great. And from the Facebook posts I've seen, it was a roaring success.
Fantastic.
Yes. Just up the street, another big bash is happening next Friday night, 10 days from now. A bash that we are very closely connected to, I guess you could say, because it is the Discorder magazine format relaunch party. So Discorder magazine, spare you the whole history lesson, but it was basically started off as the CITR programming guide. The programming guide for this very radio station was a little one pager that was launched way back in the early 80s.
1983.
It was a little one pager ahead of the 80s. Ahead of 1983. It was just a one pager. And then they decided, why don't we turn this thing into more than just the one page?
Oh, I get you.
What's on the charts.
Right.
And then in February of 1983 is when they launched it. So kind of fitting that literally on the eve of the 31st anniversary, we're on January 31st. Wow, the numbers, the synchronicity is crazy. It's all happening at the Astoria, where they're going to basically relaunch, rebrand, reformat Discorder magazine into a smaller...
zine format.
Yes. It's going to be a little tighter, tight like a tiger. But sleeker, sexier, more color, more jam-packed info, and more Discorder for you, the great readers, music fans of Vancouver, to get amongst. So we're excited about that. So as part of that, we've got a huge bash happening, a launch party and fundraiser. It all starts at 9 o'clock at the Astoria. Astoria, of course, on Hastings, a couple of blocks east of Main. 769 East Hastings is the address. And it's going to be a $10 to get in, actually $5 before 10, $10 after 10. And the bands featured this year are including Cult Babies, a band called Catlow, that you, even if you haven't heard of them because they're pretty new, you've probably heard of one of the members of their band, the member that plays the glockenspiel. That is our own Laurel Borrowman, the ex-editor-in-chief, the ex-editor-in-C, Laurel B., will be there with her band Catlow. That's next Friday night. And the headliners are the band that they've had a huge, huge 2013. They actually played alongside White Poppy at Sunfest, just to bring her back into the conversation. But these guys were victorious at the annual Battle of the Bands with their huge victory last December. And of course, I am talking about none other than
War Baby.
We love doing that.
Yeah, we do. I don't even know where it started from, but we do. Yeah, War Baby, and actually kind of fitting. They were actually the band that was on the cover of the second issue with after our 30th anniversary format change. So they're playing. They're one shindig. We're happy for them. We're excited to have them as the headliners. Great guys, John, Kirby, and Brock. And maybe, just maybe, if we're good, and if you're good, we'll get them to have a chat with us next week ahead of the big show at the Astoria. Yeah, There'll be lots of dancing that night. Hopefully you can be there as well. And maybe they'll be playing this track. This is Dance Song. Oh, okay. We can play. Yeah, well, okay, you know, sure. We'll play that one. I thought CJ and I had a little miscommunication. Start with the letter D. Okay. We'll do this. All right, sure. We'll play that one. All right. We'll save the other D song for next week. This is Dance Song, War Baby, who are headlining the Discorder Format Party next Friday night. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. War Baby.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, La Chinga. And before that, we heard War Baby. War Baby with Dance Song and La Chinga, who was named one of George Strait's best bands of 2013.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right here in the Strait.
Fantastic. We featured them in the magazine in May 2013. So.
Well, it's funny because this listing only went out at the end of 2013. So I'd like to think that the Discorder post in May may have had a little something to do with that. Hopefully.
I'm sure. It's fantastic. I love the style of rock personally. Yeah. It's a lot of like Zeppelin.
Totally.
Which is brilliant in any direction. And one of my favorites from last year.
Definitely that kind of raw, intense 70s kind of buzz going on there.
And of course, so they are playing with War Baby.
War Baby.
And with Ancients. So basically Ancients, War Baby, La Chinga, and Grass City, and M16 are playing starting 9:30 p.m. at the Rickshaw on Friday the 24th. So fantastic show. I think I will have to get my butt there.
I think you will, because I don't know if I'll be able to get my butt there. So some one of us has to represent the station.
All right.
Just tons. We're looking at Live Van. By the way, if you're wanting a good resource for what's happening in Vancouver, livevan.com just has all the music events, everything, small, big. They're all listed there. It's been a great resource to us. So thanks to the people at Live Van for putting that on. And just right now, like this weekend and the next couple weeks, there's just so much amazing live music happening. I wonder if a lot of the bands are just, the local bands are playing the local shows before they're gearing up for their sort of like winter or spring tours. That's kind of what it seems, because it just seems to be a lot of bands playing right now and playing consistently. Like, you know, War Baby, as we mentioned, playing not only with La Chinga and Ancients Friday the 24th, but then a week later, for us, for the Discorder new format party with Cult Babies and Catla. We'll talk more about that, of course, next week. Another show on Friday the 24th at the Astoria. I'm hearing lots of repeat names of bands and venues. We've got a huge show with AK-747s, Burn Hollywood Burn, Sexy Decoy, Dusty Bones, East Van Playboys, The Repossessors, The Broken Hands, and Kill Matilda. Kill Matilda, I had the pleasure of actually working on a bit of a documentary with them a couple of years ago. And at that point, Dusty Exner, the lead singer, was talking about the trials and tribulations of being a DIY band and how they kind of wished they were saying it's so hard to play in BC because there's not a lot of shows, whereas in Toronto, they could book so many shows because they're all so close. Anyways, they were going through a bit of a struggling time, and it's nice to see that they seem to be thriving right now, playing with this great lineup on Friday. They recently played a show in front of the Vancouver Art Gallery. It was kind of a free Pussy Riot demonstration. Kill Matilda. So let's play them right now. It's Dusty Exner, Mikhail Exner, Matt Luke, and Dave Effin Roberts. It's Kill Matilda, the track Zombie Apocalypse on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great track there. Zombie Apocalypse.
One of my new favorites.
Yeah, and the very impressive vocal range of one Dusty Exner, who some have called seeming a bit like a Joan Jett on steroids. And it's, she's actually very charming in real life and sort of unassuming. And then she gets on stage and boom, she's bigger than life on stage presence.
So that was the band Kill Matilda, and the track was called Zombie Apocalypse. Super intense.
Yeah.
Off their album, I Want Revenge.
And I think that's actually their Discorder radio debut, to be honest. I don't think we played them before. I mean, I met them a couple years ago, but...
I think so. Yeah.
Well, you guys are doing something right. Congrats. In the last couple of years, and you know, they're playing with a great lineup of artists this Friday night at the Astoria. And also, I mentioned before we played the track that they recently played this this little open-air concert on the Vancouver Art Gallery steps, which was sort of a bit of like a free Pussy Riot demonstration. Of course, Pussy Riot is the Russian punk band that after playing for 40 seconds in front of the Roman Catholic Church in Moscow, literally playing for 40 seconds, and they were just saying, like, making some kind of a...
I thought it was the Russian Orthodox Church.
Oh, is that where it was? Sorry?
I think it was.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yes.
Yeah, I got my facts wrong there.
But a religious church.
Religious church. They were saying some satanic verses, but they were literally on for 40 seconds, and then they were sent to jail and were in jail for nearly 2 years and were just released ahead of Christmas, as some are saying, as part of Putin's charm offensive, now that they'll be hosting the Olympics coming up in just a couple weeks' time. Speaking of which... Yours truly am in the midst of a fundraising campaign to get to the Olympics, to report on the cultural buzz, the stuff that's happening outside of the official Olympic venues. Myself and a couple other independent journalists are planning on going there, but we still need your support, whether it be financial support or helping to share our link of what we're up to. You can check us out on Indiegogo. The campaign is called The Real Sochi. Once again, on Indiegogo, The Real Sochi, and we'll also be sending a link on our Facebook page to that as well. So thanks in advance for your support. And if we get there, I will be away for a couple of weeks in Russia doing the independent reporting thing while CJ anchors the show. You think you can handle it there, buddy?
I got it under control.
I'm sure you do. You got it very under control. So while I hopefully will be off traveling, CJ is going to take over the show. And speaking of traveling, that... is the name of this next track by the band Tennis, who played a great show along with the Shilohs at Fortune Sound Club a couple of weeks ago. There's a great RLA review in Discorder this month. Check it out. Tennis, traveling on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
we're back on Discord Radio. Those are the soothing vocals of Elaine Williamson, who is married to Patrick Riley. They are the husband and wife duo that are also known as the band Tennis from Denver, Colorado. Got a nice the soothing surf rock sounds are quite evident in that one. And they were playing with the Shilohs at Fortune Sound Club on January 6th. And a great little RLA was written. Of course, it stands for Real Live Action, in Discorder Magazine as part of our Jan-Sember issue. We're almost out of time, but we want to stay on the RLA theme for one more. And we're going to dedicate this one to someone very special to us here at CITR. She every single week works so hard to get the charts up to us just in time. In fact, she used to have them sent out late in the afternoon. And then we were being so demanding and said, Sarah, can you please get us the charts before we go on air? And she's done a great job of that. She's sometimes known as According to Accordingly because it's her charts. And she is involved. She is the subject of a real live action in Discorder this month as part of the Jan-Sember issue. Her band, Channels 3x4, played along with Sex Church, Pop 1280, and Cowards. They played at Astorino's, is it? Astorino's.
Wait a minute. We had this conversation before. It's Channels 3 and 4.
Did I say 3x4?
You did.
It's the X. It's that questionable, mysterious X. If Sarah's listening and she wants to run in here in the next 30 seconds and correct
slap
us,
you on the head.
Yeah, well, I'm bracing for it. But yeah, they played a great show on November 14th in Astorino's. So looks like Sarah's not showing up to slap me in the head, so maybe we can just go ahead and play the track. This is Meds Instead by Channels 3.
And 3.
Channels 3 and 4. To close it out today, thanks so much for listening to Discord Radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, check out our SoundCloud, and we will talk to you next Tuesday at 4 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM.